ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal-mursaleen. Habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Wa ala al-bayt al-tayyibin al-tahirin al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin. Siyuma baqiyatillahi fil-aradin. Respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, you're finding this session of the program Bridge, these few minutes of considering and contemplating and pondering on the great lessons and teachings of the supplications from the great book Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhim as-salam. These few minutes are so precious for me. It's my honor, my pleasure, especially beginning the 20th supplication in the book Sahifa Sajjadiyya, which is his supplication, Imam Sajjad's supplication on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ مِنْ دُعَائِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ فِي مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَمَرْضِيِ الْأَفْعَالِ. This dua is a great dua, in fact, a great supplication in which we are learning about the morals, the great morals, the great traits that we need to acquire, and the traits we need to, inshallah, or the bad habits that we need to ask the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to, inshallah, get cleansed from, get removed, and get cleared from those bad traits. Let's consider taking a short break, and inshallah we'll come back to start the very first phrase of dua, talking about the levels of conviction, because this is what Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the very first phrase.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana. Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, as we have been focusing on the importance of growing and instilling and enhancing good moral traits, right? Obtaining good moral traits. There's one thing that we need to keep in our mind, that good traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow us with, bless us with, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the one that is the source of purification. That's why many of the scholars, one of the beautiful ahadith from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam is that he says in a very beautiful way, in a very beautiful hadith, that if you do not have, whoever has these great ethical traits, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And whoever does not have them should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A point that must be mentioned is that Allah is the one who purifies people. So one must ask Allah for help in obtaining these traits, as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam again mentioned and said. Therefore, in the very first phrase in the very first sentence in the opening statement of this du'a, first Imam Sajjad al-Islam starts off this du'a with Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, a du'a that is guaranteed to be answered, a du'a that you're sending praise and blessings to the Holy Prophet. You're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send them blessings after blessings upon blessings. By that you start asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبَلِّغْ بِإِمَانِ أَكْمَلَ الْإِمَانِ, Ya Allah, cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith, right? What is the difference between the theoretical ethics and practical ethics? The theoretical ethics is it seeks to define right and wrong using abstract moral principles, right? It's like knowing something is there, right? Iman, the faith is there, right? The basics of it, the foundation of it is there. But until and unless it's transcribed, it is translated, it's manifested in the format of practice, right? We call it practical ethics in the field of Islamic ethical sciences. Then what we say is that iman has not reached a level of saturation enough for an individual to practice that ethical system or ethical instructions of Islam, applying those practical ethics and applying those abstract principles to real world dilemmas, especially in areas that are involved in decision making from our end, is very, very important. And for that, you need yaqeen. You need the highest level of iman, which is considered to be yaqeen. Let's take another break. Inshallah, we'll be back shortly.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, I was talking about the very first phrase of this dua. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, balligh bi imani akmal al iman, cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith. Waj'al yaqini afdal al yaqin, make my certainty the most excellent certainty, right? The highest level of conviction. And if you remember, if you can recall, maybe you have heard it before, there are three levels of yaqeen, and that is very important to know them. What are those? The very first one is ilm al-yaqeen. Imagine a fire is burning somewhere and a wall separates you from it. If you become aware of the fire's existence based on its effects, such as the smoke or the heat, right? This is called ilm al-yaqeen. You know it's there by the traces. You know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. You don't see Allah by your own eyes, but you see the traces of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere in the world. What is the higher level? A higher level of yaqeen and conviction is this. It's called ayn al-yaqeen. In the example above, or in the example aforementioned, if you were to pass through the wall and see the fire itself up close by your own eyes, right? This is ayn al-yaqeen. At this stage, which is higher than the previous one, because it's direct observation, it's witnessing, that it's which is superior than knowing, right? You're seeing it by your own eyes, right? Hence saying hearing is not like seeing, right? In this stage, a person practically observes the effects of monotheism and tawheed in their own life, right? And the last one, the highest level, is haqq al-yaqeen, the truth of certainty, Imagine if someone in that example, in the aforementioned example of fire, goes through the fire, gets burned by the fire, then they have lived it. They have experienced it firsthand. They have entered into it. This state is referred as حق اليقين, right? At this stage, your certainty is, your conviction is significantly higher than the two previous stages. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant growth to our level of conviction, and may we all reach the level of حق اليقين. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد